outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, August 25th. We're in the studio live.
Good morning, good morning. Did you miss me yesterday?
I missed you a lot.
I miss you too, Sammy. Yeah. It's nice to see your face.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
I know it's nice to see you too, but you're a little emotional this morning. You're watching something sad on the computer there.
Yeah, so my... what a beautiful story. So my dad just texts me and says, watch the story of the dog mourning the Navy SEAL.
Oh, really?
And there, I know.
Well, that would touch you.
And there, this, you know, Navy SEAL lost his life, and they're, you know, honoring him. And his chocolate lab knows he's gone and is laying right in front of his casket and just won't move.
Really? Wow.
Is that not incredible?
What a story.
And of course, I start crying and I can't, you know. But this is why dogs are amazing. So people out there, get a dog and be good to it. Rescue one. Don't buy one. Rescue one.
Yes, rescue one.
So, yeah, of course, I just started bawling. So anyway, whatever. What a way to start the show. Again. Which I have to say, you know what? Thank you to Manny, one of our listeners, who wrote me the other day and said on Monday when I started crying like an idiot, he was like, this was your best show yet. But no, he was very, very sweet and said some really kind things. So I just want to say thank you to Manny.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. People soften up when you're vulnerable. You know, you shouldn't be afraid to be vulnerable.
Yeah,
I mean,
then,
we all are, you know, but at the same time.
What if people take advantage and then I get all...
They're not going to take advantage. I think he's just been hurt before, you know, and you just let it
apparently
affect you.
Yeah. Apparently I've been hurt before. I mean, I don't think I like to carry this around, just like make up a story.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I know. But
you know, I mean, I was cheated on when I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that was how like my love life started, by girls cheating. And, you know, that scarred me for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I realized, you know, I can't let this, like, affect me and my life anymore. You know, I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that other people are not trustworthy and so forth.
Well, it's not. For me, it wasn't just about the cheating.
Uh-huh.
If it ended there, I think that it would be a little bit easier.
Right.
You know, but when somebody's physically abusive and emotionally abusive and,
right,
you know, all of those things, it's like, that trust really goes out the window.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, it's just compiled with everything. And so, you know, I don't want to live in that, though, because you can't think that everybody is like that.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Because you're missing out on a lot.
You're missing out on a lot, exactly. So, but no, that was so kind of him and everybody who's said something to me. So
Chris wrote you something too, right?
No, I thanked him the other day.
That's
He's
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, you see, I mean, people pull together when they see someone in trouble.
I didn't know I was in so much trouble, but apparently I am. Great. Thanks, guys.
Oh,
so how was your night last night, Sammy?
How was my night? My night was fine, I guess. You know, I managed to get to sleep at 1:45 instead
there
of 2:30. So that's progress.
That is progress.
Yeah.
I'm very proud
of you. I'm going to try. It was so hard to get up this morning. Excuse me. I was crawling to the bathroom.
Were you literally crawling? That would be funny,
just
actually.
About,
that would
just
be funny
about.
To see. I
oh,
don't want
man.
To get up. I would laugh
you know,
so hard.
I mean, you know, five and a half hours of sleep is just not enough.
I, I'd go for 8 if I can.
Yeah, I know.
8, 9, 10, whatever works. But I don't always get to bed that early. Yeah. I'd love to, though.
I know. I like Sundays because I get to sleep in a little bit, like an hour.
An extra hour.
Yeah. Because nice. I don't want to ruin the whole day by sleeping till noon.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah. I mean, for me, even getting up at 11 is very late. But, yeah. You know, sometimes I just, like, let myself go a little bit.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not, kid? Yeah. So last night I went out to this like dive bar in Manhattan Beach with Megan and some friends. Mm-hmm. And they had a pool table there and an air hockey table. And I'm not good at pool at all, but yeah. I'm amazing at air hockey.
Really?
I am so good at air hockey. My grandma had an air hockey table in her house
really?
Growing up. So I would play all the time. So I learned when I was like 5 years old. Right. And I always, I pride myself on the fact that I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
But when I play games, I'm a little competitive, so I don't like to lose.
So I can't imagine.
I'm kind of a spaz. So anyway, so I remember when I was with my ex, he had 2 kids, right? His kids were like 6 and 8, who I loved dearly, and they loved me. And we went to a, oh my God, an arcade. Totally forgot what I was talking about. We went to an arcade, and there was an air hockey table there. So the older one was like, I love air hockey. I was like, I love air hockey. I'm so good at it. He's like, I'm so good at it. I was like, let's play. So my boyfriend pulls me inside and he's like, you have to let him win. And I'm like, I will. You know, I'll let him win. Okay. Right out of the gate, all of a sudden, I'm like playing for the death.
Really?
And I am like just like hitting it so hard. I end up beating him, the kid, and he starts crying. and my ex comes over to me and he's like, what did I tell you? And I was like, I know, I just couldn't help it. I got so into it. So I had to rematch him because I had to let him win because I just got so into it. I couldn't take it. I love air hockey. So I played last night.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So did
you win last night too?
Well,
that's another story.
The first one, I was like talking such a big game, and then this guy like ripped me. And so the first game I lost, and then I played this other guy, totally beat him. Mm-hmm. Then I played the first guy again. I was like, dude, I want a rematch. Seriously. Mm-hmm. We rematched and I won.
Oh, so wow. There you go.
So, you know, it just took me a little bit of time to warm up.
Exactly. Right.
But I think when I get a big house, I'm going to get an air hockey table.
Are you really?
Yeah. I love it that much.
Full size table?
Oh, no, not
They're
a half
huge.
Size. Yeah, I want a full size.
Yeah.
I want the real thing. I love it. I'm obsessed. I don't even know what we had it in our house too.
Wow.
After I don't know what we did with it. I love it. That's my favorite game.
Is it
besides
really?
Super Mario Brothers on Nintendo. I will play that all
Do
day long.
You play that sometimes?
I don't have Nintendo anymore, but I grew up on it and I would play it all the time.
I know nobody has Nintendo anymore, you know.
Oh, there's some people that do. You can find it.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, some of the new machines let you run older games.
That's true. That is true. Yeah. I didn't know that until somebody told me that.
Yeah.
That
might be cool. That's interesting. You like computer or video games?
I'm just obsessed with Super Mario Bros. I'm obsessed with Nintendo.
Right.
Like the track and field where you ran on the power pad like as fast as you could. You'd run and jump. It's so fun. Duck Hunt. You're like shooting duck. It's so stupid. I was obsessed with all the Nintendo games. But like I've played Xbox and PlayStation 3 and it's just like I'm not that impressed. I'm just like, meh.
It depends. It's not really for women, you know. I mean, I've been playing like war games, you know, battle games and stuff. And I like those, you know.
Yeah.
Those are pretty cool, but I sort of got out of it. I can't bring myself to play again.
I just
don't have the patience, you know.
Is it the video games or are you playing computer games?
Computer games.
Okay.
I play it on the computer rather than on the machines, but the games are the same. It's just that computers sometimes are faster, you get better graphics and stuff. With the new machines today, you get pretty much the same quality.
Right. Do you play World of Warcraft?
No, that's not my style.
Okay.
No fantasy games, you know.
Oh,
I like real games.
I like real things.
Yeah.
Which is so
like
weird
be a
because
soldier
you love
or something.
The Matrix, which is such a fantasy movie.
That's true, but it's different, you know. It's not like they had wizards and all that
is
kind
that
of
what
stuff.
They have in there? I don't know what this
is.
I just
that's
know it's
World
like a big
of Warcraft.
Thing.
It's wizards and potions and shit like that.
Oh, that's right up my alley.
Yeah.
I like all that fantasy stuff. Well, Lord of the Rings, come on.
Yeah, that's true.
I would live in Middle Earth.
But don't start playing it. I hear it's very addictive.
I heard World too. Of Warcraft. I know. That's why I asked you that, because everybody I know plays it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know anybody who plays it.
But... Well, I know a lot of unemployed people.
That's true.
Seems like all my friends are unemployed. We do. Sometimes I just drive around when I'm going to auditions and stuff. I just drive around. I'm like, what the hell do these people do?
Yeah.
I'm one of them. And I'm asking myself that the same question. But I'm just like, nobody works.
Yeah. There's a lot of people like that in L.A. One day they declare themselves an actor and they don't have to go and do a 9-to-5 anymore.
I'm an actor. I actually think that there's more writers than actors.
Are there really?
I think so. I feel like everybody has a screenplay. Here.
Yeah.
Everybody is like got their the next screenplay to sell. I feel like they're more than actors.
Right. Are you not into that, into writing screenplays?
No. I wrote like 3 poems.
Although you said you want to write a book or two.
I do. Yeah. And I've written 3 poems.
Oh, well, that's good.
One of my titles, I love, and it's the stupidest thing, but one of my titles for my poems was Do Ants Smile?
How do you get to that?
I don't know. I was thinking about it, and I was like wondering. I'm like, I wonder if ants smile.
Mm.
Don't you think about that?
I don't know. I don't know if animals smile at all in general.
Animals smile.
Yeah.
But I don't know if ants
animals
do.
Animals smile? I don't know.
Yeah, they do. Monkeys smile. Mm-mm. Bears smile. Dogs smile.
They don't.
Yes, they do. I've seen it. You are out of your mind. I'm going to argue about it. They smile. We've seen it. Everybody has seen it. But ants?
Like with their face. You can tell on their face they're smiling?
Yes. I can tell when my dog smiles.
Hmm. Okay. I don't know. I've never heard of that before.
But I'm wondering if ants smile. I don't know.
Okay, maybe they do. You watch too much Bugs Life.
I know, right?
Bug Life.
And this was not even a stoned like conversation in my head. Yeah. It was like a normal. I was just like thinking, and then I started writing a poem about it.
Yeah, I think ants are very interesting to watch.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to watch ants.
Really?
Sometimes.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's like the way they walk and avoid each other, and, you know, when they have these long lines, you know, everybody knows what they're supposed to do. It's amazing.
Hilarious. It's like birds flying all in one.
Well, I must have been high when I was watching.
You must have been really high.
But it's a good idea to watch nature sometimes.
It is. You know? Yeah, it is. Yeah. I just think I need a magnifying glass to see if ants can smile or not.
That's true.
That's funny. Between me thinking that and you watching ants move, march, that sounds like so much fun. I can't even take it. I think that next time we hang out, Sam, I think that's what I want to do.
Yeah, I guess when you're high, everything is fun, you know?
Well, yeah, unless you have like a freak out, you know?
Yeah.
Which I'm sure we've all had before. I was just going to ask you something about ants and marching and something. Oh, damn it. I just had a thought. Whatever. I can't think of what it is. There was something along
those lines.
Okay,
it'll come back to you.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Did you hear about the earthquake the other day back east? There was an earthquake back east, 5.8.
What?
You didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah.
Where?
I mean, it was like, I think Virginia and... I'm not sure exactly what states it was in, but it was definitely on the East Coast, and which is very unusual for them. So people started getting scared and shit, you know. You could see New York City, I mean, millions of people on the street, and they were interviewing this girl, and she's like, yeah, we're on the 24th floor, and it's pretty scary. And I said, yeah.
I said, yeah. They're pusses, man. We go through them like on a daily basis. Suck it up, guys. Suck it up.
I know. That's why Californians are laughing about it.
I know. It's
for
like,
us, a 5.8, you know, it's not even worth getting out of bed for.
I know. It's like, whatever. I'll sleep through it. It's so true, though. The longer you're out here, the more you're just like, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Yeah, exactly. There's a hurricane coming to Florida.
Until we eat shit one day and we're going to get
a big
one.
We shouldn't say anything, but... there's a hurricane coming to Florida.
Yeah, Hurricane Irene. And they're saying it's probably going to hit pretty much of the East Coast, not just Florida.
Uh-oh. Scary. I wouldn't like to be...
I know. They live in those areas where they always have hurricanes.
I don't... Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sure some of our listeners are in Florida. What's, besides Disney World, what's the appeal of Florida? Because...
they have nice beaches.
Do they?
I've the weather should be fine, right?
No,
I mean,
it's humid.
Yeah.
It's hot and it's sticky and gross and like... I can't handle that.
Right.
That's too much for me.
Yeah.
And it rains in the summer every single day.
Which that I don't mind. You know, I like that. I like rain. But,
yeah, but...
yeah, I know. When I lived in Johannesburg, it was the same way. You know, you get like electrical storms in the afternoon. The sky gets like really gray.
Yeah.
Pouring rain. And then 10 minutes later, it's gone. Blue sky again.
I feel like you're reading a book right now.
No.
You were so into it. Yeah. I love thunderstorms, too. Don't get me wrong.
I know you do.
But I just don't know if I want to live in Florida.
Mm.
I mean, I don't want to live in Florida.
Yeah,
that's not even a
question. Some people swear by it, so it depends what you look for.
And what I don't understand is why these older people retire there when it's so hot.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. They can't.
Is
be
it hot in the whole state or just parts of it?
It's like, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been to the whole state, but it's pretty damn hot there.
Right.
It's just humid. It's that humid.
Right. It's not like Vegas hot.
No. It's not the desert hot like California or Vegas, but it's like the sticky, nasty.
Right.
You're standing there and you're just dripping sweat. I hate it. It makes me angry.
Okay, so we won't let you move there.
I don't want to move there.
Well, remember
but
how
you want
feel
to move
about...
to Kansas, apparently.
Me?
You remember
how
when
did
you were
you
like
Kansas?
You were like, I
it was
want
Nebraska
move.
Or
oh,
Iowa.
Which is what is I don't that's like just as bad. So I don't know why you would say Nebraska. Like pick Montana.
Because I picture like, you know, flatland, I picture farms.
Yeah.
You know, rural areas.
Yeah, no. I would go Montana's a little mountainy, but I think we hear the people.
Yeah, I mean, even mountains are fine, you know.
Yeah, you'll take
that.
Yeah,
you know, just not seeing concrete and asphalt all the time, you know.
You'd get sick of it, though, I think, if you lived on a farm.
You think so?
I think so. Well, it's
why?
Just... well, I don't... maybe you wouldn't.
I don't know. Maybe because I'm a city boy. I've always lived in cities.
Yeah, and maybe you'd miss that.
Maybe I would. But, you know, I mean, maybe sometimes you just get tired of it. You want to sit back and relax, you know. You watch all these movies and... pictures and stuff, and you go, wow, you know, I'd live there.
You watch all these movies?
Sometimes. You
know? Just kidding. No, there's something to be said about sitting, like, in the summer, like, on one of those huge porches.
Uh-huh.
And just, like, enjoying, you know.
Right.
Nothing. Doing nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, I do that here, too. I sit on my balcony doing nothing.
So, actually, you'd be really good at it.
Yeah,
you know what? Move to Nebraska, Sam. Actually, it might be really good for you. You should do that. You should do that for sure.
You know, and especially today with the internet, it's really easy. Anything you buy, you know, you can get it straight to your door, so you don't have to have stores and live nearby.
That is true.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a disaster though. You'd just be on the internet all the time. It's like my grandma. My grandma is obsessed with QVC. Like
really?
Obsessed. she watches it every single day and she orders stuff every single day.
Really?
My grandfather's not happy about it. It's amazing to me. She is so obsessed with QVC. Have you watched QVC?
5 minutes.
Exactly. How can you listen to these women say the same thing over and over again about this jewelry and $39.99 and you got to call in and da, da, da.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I've heard the same speech for the last 25 minutes. I can't take it anymore.
Right.
But this
is
what she does all day long.
Yeah, because some women are into shopping.
And they
like that.
But it's...
let them see. I mean, let them buy anything that they see. They don't care. Just let me buy it.
I don't care. Just let me buy it.
Yeah, let me buy something, you know.
No, it's true. Even though I love shopping, I could never shop online like that as much as some people do. I need to be in a store. I like to look at it and feel it and try it on. And, you know,
it depends what it is, you know. I mean, if it's something that you know you can get anywhere, like a book or something, then it's worth it. But if you get in a, you know, a specific product that you want to feel or see or you know, definitely.
Yeah.
I can agree with that. But, you know, like CDs and books and stuff like that, who cares, because they're all the same.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't have to touch and feel it.
Yeah, I know. My grandma's crazy. I love her.
Yeah.
She's hilarious. She's one of my favorite people.
Yeah. Is she on a computer too? Or
no,
just
hell
QVC.
No.
Yeah.
Just QVC.
I know. My parents won't get on the friggin' computer. I tell them, I said, all we want is Skype with video so we can see you and talk to you guys and stuff. They won't even hear of it. I told them, a friggin' iPad. You don't have to do anything. You'll just press one button. No, I don't want to miss that. I told my dad, I said, you're missing so much, you know. There's so much out there.
It's true.
But they don't care.
You know, there's maybe one day.
Maybe.
Yeah. Who cares?
Maybe one day. No, they're getting older, not younger.
Maybe at 99 years old, they're going to be like, you know what?
Yeah. Yeah, I've waited enough. Let me get a computer now.
Exactly. I think you'll be happy about this.
Yeah.
That crazy Courtney Stoddard, 16-year-old married to the 51-year-old actor.
Yes.
Looks like they're getting a reality show.
Really?
Who's excited? Me. We have so much to make fun of. I can't even wait. I just saw the video of this, and I cannot. This is going to be a complete disaster, but I'm going to love every second of it.
I'm sure.
We are going to make fun of it like there's no tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, then I'll watch it too.
Yeah, we're going to play clips from it. We're gonna quote from it. Is that what I'm trying to say? I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I don't know.
Well,
I'm just excited.
Been signed already? I mean, it's
well,
is
they've
like
been approached by a bunch of people. Her mother said her
oh,
mother's
really?
Just as jacked up as she is.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh my God! But this is gonna be amazing. Yeah. My life is amazing now.
The 16-year-old married to a 52-year-old. Yeah.
It's so good. She's a disaster though. He's kind of a disaster too because.
Right.
I mean, in the interviews, you just see them, and they're just both whacked out. But I got to say, I cannot wait until that is on the air.
Yeah.
I wish I was that interesting. I wish I was that interesting to build a show around.
Really?
Even if people make
fun
of me.
Well, maybe you are.
I don't think so.
You don't know that.
I don't think so, to be honest.
Shoot like a pilot or something.
Of what? What the
of
hell?
Of your life.
Of what? Me playing with my dog? Who the hell wants to watch that? Me. But
okay, then make your life more interesting.
No, I know. What can I do? I should start acting like her.
What
maybe.
Can I do?
What can I do to make me more interesting, to sell a show?
We'll
any
have
ideas?
To think about
Let's,
that.
Any ideas out there, guys? Please write in to make me more interesting. But I'm pumped, and I
it's
couldn't
It's better
wait to
this
share.
Way. Believe me, you don't want to be on a reality show. Look how many of them get divorced and shit after a reality divorce.
I'm not even worried about divorce. Yeah. I am single. I'm just saying, like...
No, but it might affect
so
your
money.
Life, too.
I don't care.
No.
I'll be rich.
Yeah.
Look
be
at
rich
Kim Kardashian.
And miserable.
Look at Kim Kardashian. She makes millions of dollars.
Right. But, you know, you're in a reality show. You live in a glass house. Do you really want that? Do you want people to know all the shit about your life? I don't
look
know.
At me
I don't
in the air now.
People.
Everybody knows everything about me anyway. I don't care. I feel like if you are in the entertainment business, like you have to know that.
Yeah.
And you can't have any skeletons in the closet because, you know, it'll eventually come out.
Right.
So to be honest, it really doesn't bother me.
Mm.
I don't
okay.
know. Okay.
I know. It amazes me how many people want to do reality shows, and they're the same. It's like, what's so great about your life that you want to do a reality show? People think they're so interesting. Who the hell
saying.
Is going to watch
That's
you?
What I'm saying. I'm going to watch her.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Because it's going to be such a disaster. But it might be like good for the first couple episodes, and then it'll just go downhill.
Yeah. You think so, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It just, I guess once the novelty wears off, you'll realize it's probably a boring show.
Probably. But you know what, Sam? It just gives us all this material for our show.
That's true.
That and you reading Scientology. How's that coming along? Any new?
It's coming along.
Nothing new? Nothing interesting? I feel like we should have a daily update.
A daily update, right?
Yeah.
Except I don't get to read every day.
Damn it.
Right? I don't get around to it every day. But, you know, I mean, look, there's a lot to say, but I'm just waiting for significant parts to share.
Yeah, that's
And
so nothing
like
significant
yeah.
yet.
So nothing significant so far. I mean, I give you like the basic and you know, he just the thing is he went from self-help to philosophy and religion and shit like that, you know. So
right. Yes.
So yeah, and you know, I mean, he felt he was pretty self-important. You know. So we know all these things, but
yeah,
you know,
and that's why I don't like them.
Yeah.
I'm
so
sorry.
Did you hear Casey Anthony's back in Florida now?
Oh, God, for
she
what?
Needs to serve a probation for that check writing thing,
the
check fraud. So she was trying to get out of it. Her lawyer said, you know, it's dangerous for her. We can't have her seen in public and shit like that. But the judges are going to hell with that. You know, we want you here.
Good.
Yeah. So we'll see. They don't know where she's going to live yet and, you know, whether people will know or not. I'm sure they're going to let her live somewhere quiet and secure. But, you know, I don't know.
Insecure, you think?
Secure. And yeah. Secure, yeah.
Yeah.
A secure place.
God. Yeah. You know me. I don't want to say anything mean because I really am not that person that wishes harm on people.
Right.
Because of karma reasons and I'm not God and all of that. But she grosses me out in every way and I hate her.
Okay.
And you know what? If she needed help and I was the last person on earth to help her, I don't know if I would. Isn't that mean to say?
Yeah.
That's mean to say. And I hate that I feel that way about her.
Yeah, but you feel strongly about her killing her daughter.
Yeah, I absolutely do. Mm. I believe with all of my heart that she did. And I can't...
Yeah. And she walked away with murder.
And she walked away with murder. Mm. I mean, the same with OJ.
Right.
And I mean, I was angry at him for what he did. But I was also younger, so I didn't take as much into it. And this is a child. You're talking about a 2-year-old innocent child.
Right.
It's just disgusting. And I'm... Yeah. Okay. I don't want to talk about that. I'm going to get mad.
All right. Okay. Moving on.
You know, let me try that again. You know who I have a huge crush on?
Who?
Jason Bateman.
Oh, you've told us that before.
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
I'm in love with him. He's having a second baby. Nobody really cares. I kind of do, but I'm in love with him.
Why?
I think he is just so adorable.
Really?
And so charming and so freaking funny. I can't even take it.
Wow.
I love, love, love him as an actor.
Hmm.
And, you know, when he was doing, like, serious stuff, I was just like, meh, whatever. But ever since he did Arrested Development, the show, I don't know if you ever saw it. It's really funny. Mm. He's a brilliant comedic actor, just like Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin can be pretty funny. That's true.
Ever since he did his guests, you know, he started out doing, like, Beetlejuice. I love Beetlejuice. I love that movie. Did you ever see that movie?
No,
Oh, my God. It's so fun. Oh, I love Beetlejuice.
I know, but it's too weird for me, you know? That's why I didn't see it.
It's totally weird. And Michael Keaton is amazing in it.
Is he
He's
really?
Amazing. Yeah, he plays Beetlejuice. He's amazing.
Right.
But, he did all the serious stuff before, and he was just kind of like an actor.
Right.
But then he did this guest star on Will and Grace, and he was... So he played the same character as he does on 30 Rock, and he was so funny.
Really?
He was nominated for an Emmy. Like, I actually think he won. He is just such a brilliant comedic actor, and I feel the same about Jason Bateman. Mm. So good for him that he's having another baby, but I'm jealous of his wife.
But you don't care, right?
No, but I'm jealous of his wife.
Oh, you're jealous of his wife. But you just said you like him as an actor.
Yeah,
you also said that you have a crush on him. So which is it?
I'm
both.
Both. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
So you don't have to qualify this as a, that you like him as an actor. You can just say, yeah, I've got a crush on him, period.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with him.
Okay.
Obsessed. They're so funny. It sounds like they're having a party. Nobody can hear this on air, but it sounds like they're having a party next door.
They are. They're always loud.
Show. They're so loud, but they're literally screaming.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. I want to go to that show today. Sorry, Sam.
Yeah. See you later. Sounds like more fun in the other room.
It really does. They're just like screaming. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Hey, when does 2 and a Half Men come out?
When does the season start?
That's
September,
what I mean.
Right?
Oh, September.
Usually the fall season starts in September. I
should know this, and it's sad that I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's sad that I do.
And it's sad that you
Why
do.
Why do I know
How
that?
How does that happen?
I don't know.
I'm excited to see what Ashton Kutcher does, I have to say.
Mm. Yeah.
I think he's funny. I think he was great on That 70s Show.
Oh, I've never seen that. You see, I've seen him in more serious movies and stuff.
Oh, like, you have? I've never really seen him in any serious movies.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't been in any.
Then how did you... What? Okay. What just happened? Then how did you just say that you've seen him?
Because there was a movie, Killers, that he was in.
Oh, with Katherine Heigl.
Watching. Yes. We started watching. Yeah. We never finished. But it wasn't so much a comedic role, although it wasn't really a serious role either.
I don't think I don't think he can do serious. I mean,
you know,
not to be mean.
Yeah.
I think he's just better. I mean, I think that's his personality. That's his charm.
Right.
I think he's great at being that guy.
Mm.
That guy.
Right.
I don't even know what that even means, but that guy.
Yeah.
I think he's great, though. I think he's funny. I'm excited to see him on it.
Okay. Well, we'll see him on it
soon. Woohoo! Maybe I can go back on the show because it's been so long.
Yeah. So sad news from Apple. I guess CEO Steve Jobs resigned.
Yep. Why?
Because he's very ill.
Oh, he is ill.
Yeah, that's why he stepped down before.
Oh.
I mean, you know, the past couple months he's not been working at Apple. He just took a leave.
Okay.
An indefinite leave. So I guess that, you know, I mean, he hasn't looked very good. If you look at his pictures, he looks very gaunt and
what does he have?
And sickly. Well, he had a pancreatic tumor.
Ooh.
And then he had a liver transplant, I think, before. Mm-hmm. But now they're saying he might be fighting cancer or something. You know?
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah. He hasn't looked very good. And it's a sad thing because, I mean, this guy is like, you know, one of the biggest influences, I think, of our generation.
Yeah.
You know, defined the new way we live and work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, an amazing guy, amazing products, amazing attitude. And, you know, I've read so many books on him. I pretty much feel I know him. And then for those of you who like him, there's a new book coming out on him next month, I believe, or November.
Wow.
And so I'm looking forward to that. But that's a sad thing because Apple right now is doing very well.
Right.
And, you know, they're flush with cash. They've got like $70 million in
cash
alone.
That's right, in cash.
Can I have some?
Just a little. Jesus. Share the wealth, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they deserve it, you know.
All
no, I know.
Products
they're amazing.
Stuff,
but
know?
It's never easy to hear that anybody has cancer or anything. You know what I mean? No matter what they contribute to the world. But my heart goes out to him, and I hope
And he's a beloved figure, you know, I mean, in business and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
I hope he fights through it. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I know. But it doesn't look very good. You know, when someone resigns, I think they know I'm not coming back. You know?
No, I know. Maybe he just needs to chill out for a little bit, you know. I don't know. Maybe he's working too hard.
Chill out, Steve.
Chill out, Stevie. Maybe take a couple of vacations.
You
can afford it. How much is he worth?
How much is he worth?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I can't tell you. But probably a few billion dollars.
Oh.
Now, I also wanted... Oh, tonight, if you guys want to watch Steve Wozniak, who was the guy that created Apple with Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
He's going to be on Piers Morgan tonight. And I had read his book... And that was pretty interesting, too. So, so we can learn a lot about him watching Piers Morgan tonight.
Okay, what time is it on?
Piers Morgan is on twice or three times in the evening. I can't remember what time, but maybe 8 o'clock or something, or 6. I don't know.
Okay.
A couple times.
All right, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Isn't he a judge on something, too?
Cool.
Or am I
Steve Jobs?
No, Piers Morgan.
Oh, yeah, and you think you've got talent.
He is.
Or America's Got Talent.
That's right. Okay, because I don't watch that show.
I just mixed two names.
You totally did. So you think you were rooting for my show? So you think you can dance in America's Got Talent?
So you think you've got talent?
That's actually better. I like that.
I know.
I like that, Sammy. He is on that. Okay. See, I thought so.
Yeah.
That's where
he was before, I know. I don't particularly like him, but he's got good guests sometimes.
Yeah. Is he a good interviewer on his show?
Yeah, he's an interviewer.
No, is he a good one?
Oh, is he? I don't think so, but he does.
I think David Letterman is an amazing interviewer.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking of, like, just late night talk show. Like, Jimmy...
Fallon?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Jay Leno, terrible.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien is okay sometimes. Mm. And Jimmy Kimmel is okay sometimes for me, but I think David Letterman is just amazing.
Yeah.
I love him.
I'm a Letterman person too.
Letterman person because
I can't stand Leno. So,
I know.
You know, but I don't watch that much late night TV. So as you know,
Have you heard though, Leno's like, I don't know why I cannot get things out of my mouth today and why my brain is shutting off. Maybe it's because I actually drank a little last night. What have you heard Leno's early, like,
material?
Stand-up? Thank you. No?
No.
I heard it's awesome.
Really?
I heard he was hilarious back in the day.
Yeah, he must have been. I mean, for him to become big like that.
Right.
You know? I mean, because he was pretty famous by the time he got the Tonight Show. It's not like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't... They're not just going to hand him a show.
Right.
Say, have at it. You know who I loved? Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson was amazing.
He was the best.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody better than him.
Right.
We used to watch with my dad all the time.
Yeah.
And I love that he just went out on top.
Yeah.
He just was like, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah. And he was funny. I totally forgot it until I saw a couple of clips on TV the other day. And he was just amazing.
He was hilarious. He was hilarious. Yeah. He was an amazing interviewer.
Right.
Everything about him was so
charming. And all the
sketches
were so funny.
I know. He was so brilliant all the time.
The characters.
I love Johnny.
I know.
Carson.
I'm thinking of getting a DVD or something and watching him.
You should.
Some of the older shows.
He's amazing.
It was fun.
He is amazing. And even though I was young, like I still could appreciate him.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad like my dad made us watch.
Really?
I'm glad mad that he made us watch, you know, Jaws and The Omen, but I'm glad he made us watch Johnny Carson. I love it. But I just love that he was just like, you know what? I'm done. Like Seinfeld. They're like, we're going out on top. That's it.
Yeah.
I love Seinfeld.
Yeah. Seinfeld is an amazing show.
That show is
just easily
brilliant.
One of the funniest things on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And you can watch it over and over.
Oh, and it just never gets old.
Yeah. The funny thing is when it was on primetime, I would rarely watch it. It's only when it went to syndication that I started watching it.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. I mean, each character, it's like I'm hard-pressed to say who is the funniest on the show.
I know.
They're all hilarious.
Every single person on there was great.
You know, I mean, how can you compare George with Kramer? You know, I mean, they're both like funny in their own ways, but I can't say who is funnier. They're both hilarious.
And Elaine, and then you've got Newman, and then you've got all these other characters. My dad's favorite one was Putty, Elaine's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. That guy's funny.
My father loved him. Loved him.
He's such a moron.
He was so... Oh, my God. Everybody was just amazing.
Yeah.
I
know. And then Jerry hasn't done anything since.
Well,
I guess he doesn't have to.
What the hell does he have to do?
Yeah. He's got so much money coming in.
He is, oh my God, he's amazing.
Yeah, I think that's why so many people want to get into entertainment, because you get all the royalties later and stuff, you know. Even after you stop working, you still get paid.
Oh, yeah.
And I think people love that.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to be at home when you get checks in the mail. And I'm not even getting the checks, the amount of money that these guys get in the mail. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But when I get residual checks, I get excited.
Do you really?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Do you get them?
Yeah, I still get them.
Really?
Yeah, the good thing about booking national commercials, and their national commercials aren't like they used to be. You used to make a lot more money off of them. Mm. But since the business has changed, you still make money, just not as much. But, you get the most money. Like TV shows, unless you're like Friends and you have, you know, you're getting $500,000 an episode or $700,000 episode, whatever, you're for reruns, whatever. But, you know, TV, it gets less and less.
Right.
So the more it airs, the more it goes down.
I see.
You know what I mean? So sometimes I'll get a check for like one penny and I'm like, you're joking me. Just keep your damn penny. I actually don't cash these. I just put them on my refrigerator because I'm like, you all suck. I hate you. Because I'm like, ooh, a check. And I open it up and it's a penny. And I'm like, fuck you, SAG. Keep it. It's more money for them to print out the check than it is.
And to mail it,
You know? It's stupid.
But it's all computers. Nobody even touches it. That's why.
I know, exactly.
Nobody knows it's occurring, you know?
I know, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, it was, it's great when you just get residuals in the mail.
Yeah.
I don't feel guilty about it at all.
Why should you?
No, because people are like, you're doing work. I'm like, yes, I do. You ass faces. I worked 15 hours one day.
And it better pay off till I'm 70.
Exactly, right. Exactly. But it's nice to have that, though.
I'm sure.
I can't even imagine, like, the Friends or Seinfeld's bank accounts for that. Like, it's just what they get for the
syndication. I know. I mean, Friends is still running, huh? So many years.
Oh, yeah. And they do it, like, twice. Don't they do it twice a night?
Probably, yeah.
I think they do it twice a night.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So they were getting $1 million an episode for the regular episodes.
Really? All of them were?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like at one point during the show, David Schwimmer goes to the producer, to the network, and says, look, we all want the same salary. Because they were all getting different salaries.
Right.
We all want $1 million.
Right.
And they negotiated, and every single one of them got $1 million, all six of them.
Really?
And that's like for the, that's when they were working. So, right. Okay, so, and how many years they were on, I don't even remember. And then, now you've got them two times a night, 5 days a week. Mm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I think that they were like, last I heard, it was like negotiated at $700,000 for like each rerun.
But think about it. I mean, $6 million an episode. I mean, how much are they making on the show? I can't imagine they make that much.
No.
Per episode. Over $6 million?
They were making...
The producers, I mean.
Oh, they were making so much. It was unbelievable. They were the number one show for years.
Right.
I mean, Seinfeld, I think... Seinfeld was making $1 million an episode. The other ones were making, like, somewhere around there.
Right.
But Friends made $1 million an episode. And this was, like, in the middle of their run.
Right.
That they...
So imagine how much money they make per episode if they spend $6 million. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, the producers, not the actors. If they have to spend $1 million for each actor, that's $6 million per episode.
Right.
It doesn't sound right to me.
No, it is. I swear to God. I'm
really?
Not making this up. This was in the news that David Schwimmer went because this was like, all the actors were so like thankful to him because he was the one that said, look, we're all on the show just as much as everybody else.
Right.
So we should all be getting the same salary. So since they were the number one show, they were able to go there and say, we demand $1 million an episode. And I swear to God, this was in the news years ago. They were getting $1 million an episode, all six of them.
Wow.
I know. I can't even imagine how.
So they make a lot of money per show.
The
producers, I mean.
Yeah. But now that it's over, they're not making $1 million an episode, but they're making like $500,000 to $700,000 an episode.
Are you serious?
That's what I'm saying. It is ungodly how much money they make. This was in the news. When I read this, I was like, are you kidding me? I can't even imagine this. God damn these rich people. Fuck you all. I hate them all. It makes me so sad when I think it's... I'm going to start crying because
I know, because you want to be in the same boat, you know?
Well, I want to never stress about money again.
Right. Yeah. I told you, a rich man, that's your best...
Thank you. What am I not? I'm not able to make my own money. Thanks, Sammy.
No, that's not what I'm saying. It's just you might have to wait a long time.
Oh my God.
Okay, am I putting my foot in my mouth?
You are totally putting your foot in the mouth. Just shut up.
But that's not what I meant.
Oh my God, don't even try to re-say what you meant.
Backpedal.
Just shut up, please. Just please stop talking. I'm seriously going to start crying for so many reasons. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm not mad at all. I love it. I can take it.
Look, everybody's here. Think about it spiritually. Everybody's here for their own journey.
Yep.
And you can't look at what other people have and say, you know, I want that. You don't know what they have in their personal lives that you would probably never want to accept.
I know, but I do want money.
I bet you do.
You know what? It took me a long time to say it. Because I remember when I moved out to L.A., you know, my uncles are great, you know, really funny guys. And, you know, my uncles and my brothers and whatever, everybody would like make fun of me. And even my friends would say, oh, you're going to go out there and meet some rich dude and he's going to pay for you. And, you know, that's going to be your life. And you're going to be a gold digger. And I was like, I'm not. And I feel like, and then I think I purposely married my husband for that reason. He was the complete opposite of rich. But like, ask my dad. But like, I feel like now I'm like, okay, now I'm just like, you know what? Who cares? If a guy wants to spend money on you, fucking take it.
Yeah.
Like, if they're really, like, have that much money and they don't know what else to do with it, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, take the
Hells
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they want to give me a car, I'm going to take it.
You'll take it. But you'd rather make your own money, obviously.
No, but put it this way. I want the person I'm with to have money, but I want to make my own, too. I want us to have both.
Okay, so plan on it.
Okay.
All
right.
Manifest it. Make it happen.
How can... I feel like I have been manifesting this for so effing long, and it's not here.
Yeah, because it doesn't work.
It does. Because I can manifest other things in my life, and I see it. But how do I... What is it? Like, what's my deal?
I don't know what you deal.
Can we analyze stuff again? Can we have another show about this?
Go to a psychic or something. Maybe they'll help you.
We had a great psychic, Jamie. She said I was going to be like Fabio. I was going to be international. I was going to be rich and blah, 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 and all this stuff. Where is it?
Well, be patient, you know.
You're
still young. What's your hurry?
I've been patient for way too long. I'm sick of this bullshit. I'm sick of it. I don't want to wait anymore.
Where do you see yourself 20 years from now?
20 years from now?
Okay,
Jesus.
10 years from now.
Married, kids, have my career, my acting career, my hosting career, my, you know, producing, traveling. I would like to open a spa. I would like to do all the stuff that I would like to do.
Not enough hours in the day to do all that.
Maybe not write my book by then. Yes, I can. I can do
it. Kids and work and do all that.
Well, I'm going to have a nanny to help me with the kids.
Oh, I see.
Did you see how that works? I just think the kid's the toughest job, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else is easy.
Yeah.
The kids are the toughest.
Yeah. Especially if you get a screaming one, too. That doesn't stop.
How's that going for you?
Oh, man.
Did you bring over any...
It's making me crazy, you know, but I just feel bad. You know, I mean, the thing is that I can close the window and not hear... Well, you can still hear it.
Yeah, okay.
But at the same time, we love windows open, so we have to... You know, we just have to sort of ignore it.
Why don't you meditate on that? So maybe it'll go away. Manifest that, Sam.
Yeah. Sometimes they take their kid out for a walk and stuff, and I see him and I go, what a monster.
Do you say that?
No, not to them.
Just under
your
breath.
But he's a little kid, you know, probably a year and a half or something.
I just can't believe he cries and screams for... That long,
all the
day.
Time. It's constantly, like, you know.
Maybe you should befriend him. Maybe he's just, you know, angry and the kid needs friends. Maybe.
I don't know. But I feel bad for the kid and for the parents. They have to deal with that. I mean, I would go crazy. What do you do if you're stuck with a kid like this for the rest of your life?
I don't know. Didn't they used to think that kids that cried a lot back in the day were like possessed by demons and stuff, and they would take
probably
to, like...
they look like they are.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Okay, Sammy, I don't think they are possessed by demons, but I feel like back in the day they did that, and they did this whole like they brought them into the church, and then the priest would like pray for them and all that stuff, because it was like too much. They needed to suck it out of them.
Yeah,
it's like an exorcism.
Exorcise it. Yeah.
Oh God, that stuff really goes on.
Yeah, huh?
I can't deal with that.
Do you think it's real?
It really goes on. It really happens. There's so many books about it that this really happens.
I know, but I don't believe it.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
You don't have to believe it, but it happens. There's very few things.
There's no such thing as
that. Yes, there is. There's dark spirits. You don't believe in that?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
All right. You don't...
I think this is all there is right here.
Okay, great.
I know you don't want to hear it, but
no, I like that you have your own opinion. It's good.
Yeah. So they said that Lindsay Lohan was wearing the same dress that Pippa Middleton was wearing for the wedding. And it looks pretty similar, except Pippa was wearing a green one and Lindsay wore a white one. But man, it's like it looks like no bra.
Where is this?
Yeah. This is on... it's from CNN. It sends you to Us magazine. And then it shows you that. Yeah.
I need
so
to
maybe
see
you
this.
Can check it out later. But
yeah.
But she looks pretty sexy, Lindsay.
Ugh, she's a mess and a half, though.
Yeah. I know, between the ears, but otherwise, you know, she's okay. I've never considered her that attractive, but I'm looking at her body here in the dress.
Okay.
She looks amazing.
Settle down there. Settle down, kid. I want to know who. I don't know why I'm not finding it. I'm going to have to see this later. But it's so ridiculous when they do that whole thing. This person wore this dress and they were... It's like...
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know. It's like, who cares?
Who cares is right, Sammy.
Especially doing Oscar night, you know, with all the dresses and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And know that nobody cares what the men wear. It's only the women.
I know, right?
Because men all wear the same shit.
Do you ever watch... No, you don't watch... I don't know why I'm going to ask you this question, but I'm going to just tell you then. There's the style... I think it's the Style Network, or there's a show that Joan Rivers does with like Kelly Osbourne and Juliana, whatever her name is, and this gay guy, and they critique people's outfits, like celebrity outfits, and they usually, they do, the big time is around the Oscars, but they do it for like just events, right?
Yeah.
that Joan Rivers is so freaking funny. I can't even take her. Mm-hmm. She is so quick. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. Like, her brain is just, like, all on all the time.
Yeah.
Like, people can make fun of her for her plastic surgery because she looks terrible. But she's amazing.
Yeah.
I am. And, like, she's critiquing these people. It's close, but the stuff that comes out of her is like gold. Everything that comes out of her mouth is like gold. I don't know what she, I don't, and none of this is script. I mean, she, this is just off the cuff for her.
Right, yeah. She's very talented,
holy
a very funny
crap.
Woman.
And she's like in her 70s.
Yeah. I know, and you know what? Despite all the surgeries, I think she looks halfway decent. Who knows what she'd look like
would
if
you,
she were.
Would you take her to the bedroom?
No, I don't.
There we go.
I don't think so.
Okay. So let's be honest. She doesn't look that good.
Poor age, you know.
I wonder, this is going to sound really bad, but I'm going to say this anyway.
Okay.
Okay, Steph. I'm sorry. Yeah. I might be going to hell for this one. Her naked, and then looking at her body, her older body, and then her young plastic face, that whole, I don't know, that'd be a scary sight. It'd be so weird to like see this like older, this woman's body that's like old, maybe saggy,
right,
and then you've got this plastic face that looks like she's like 20. I don't know, I just can't deal. The whole visual there just grossed me out for a second, sorry.
Okay. All right, Stephanie.
Anyways.
On that note, we're gonna go and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.